dedication to leadership and community service. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming an exceptional Una Chidanyanyi. Over to you, Uno.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Brandon. Welcome, everybody. It's good to have you in this session. I know that we are all kind of expectant in getting to know stuff about strategy for our businesses. But before I go into that process, I just think it could be beneficial because we are kind of like a small team to get to know everybody and what they are about. So I'm Uno from GrandScale CFO, and so is Brandon here. Do you want to just let us know who you are, what you're expecting out of this session? Because we will make it very interactive as we go. And within an hour, we would have covered enough ground to definitely help you set your strategy for your organization. Okay, I'm gonna start
I was
with.
gonna say it's fine. I'll go first.
Yes, please.
Hi everyone. My name is Dumi. I am the founder and CEO of Jimmy Media, which is a marketing agency, and I am really excited to find out, how I can improve the dynamic and the operations in my team.
Fantastic. Thank you, Timmy. Sepang, Claudina, Terence, and Liberty, do you
Good
want
evening, everyone.
please go ahead?
I'm Tepang. I'm not an entrepreneur yet, but it's a work in progress, so I'm just here to get some insight and wisdom from those that are already ahead of me and to just to draw some pearls of wisdom. Thanks.
Fantastic, Sepang. Welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Terence from the ESOP program. I'm a consultant. So I'm here to get more information that I'm going to use for the C model.
Okay. Thanks, Terence. Good to see you here. Yes, Claudina, go ahead. We cannot hear you if you're speaking. Okay, I think something is up with the sound there. Lib. Liberty, are you there? Okay, let's get straight into it. Either way, we will be interacting as we go. Please feel free to pass comments in terms of questions and things like that. But quickly, we're just going to go through the strategic planning session, unlocking success of your organization through strategic planning. So, we will cover a lot of things, but I thought that it would be important for me to at least just say why you've heard about strategic planning from a lot of people, and maybe this is not a new term for you, but why is GrandScale CFO presenting it now, and why presenting it now for you? And we've got very personal reasons for doing this, that through the experience we've been working with a lot of entrepreneurs and individuals who are driving their organizations, and we realize this one thing. Most entrepreneurs have some form of strategy in their heads, but sometimes their teams don't have it. So we thought, why not share tips on how to share planning and create something that teams can follow and work on together? Number two, when the why is clear, the how becomes easier. Jim Rohn is known to have said this powerful statement. And for me, it worked in personal goal setting for a long time. When you are able to write down your goals, it's you have 80% more chances of achieving that goal than when you don't. One, as a team, also, you are able to do the same when the why is now so clear, the how for the rest of the team becomes easier. So we are here to clarify the why and to make the how easier. Number three, the strategic planning process shows up in performance of organizations. Because we are financial managers, we are CFOs, we see it. Companies that share strategic plans with their teams, that have a common goal, that are going somewhere, perform much better than those that don't. Companies that have a strategic plan have leaders that are less stressed, have less drama in their organizations than those that don't. So this is why we are sharing this now. And lastly, we wanted this process to be very simplified and to be actionable for you. Very much simplicity is what makes everything grow. And we want it to be simpler for you so that your organization can take it and move yourselves forward. And then it aligns with who we are as an organization, as Grand Scale CFO. And that's why we're sharing it with you today. But who are we, and who is this team called Grand Scale CFO? So we are a team of around about six full-time people and four part-time folk who are coming together as CFOs, coaches, leaders, and people who are really looking forward to the financial growth and success of entrepreneurs on the African continent. We have our headquarters in Cape Town, and we're looking forward to working with you. But more detailed, more about who we are as an organization, our purpose, why we exist, is that we want to eradicate poverty in Africa through entrepreneurship growth. We are looking for the financial freedom that comes from helping companies grow, and we are looking for the realization of potential that lies dormant in the continent of Africa and across the world. That is our why. That is why we exist. What is our big and hairy, audacious goal? We believe that by providing CFO or the financial management services and coaching on leadership, we are able to help nurture the following: 1,000 millionaires and $50 billion companies by 2042. That is our big, hairy, audacious goal. And you will get to see, to hear more of this when we talk about the strategic planning. What are we great at? What are the things that we do as an organization? Financial management is our forte. We know everything to do with financial management, financial leadership, helping you to have taxes sorted for your company, helping you make sense of your numbers. This is who we are. And so this is a part of who we are as an organization. Business coaching and training is also a part of something that we are excited about. Why? Because we understand that you can give a lot of financial management, but we need to get to a place where we talk to the people that will drive the economy on the African continent. And so business coaching and training becomes our preferred method of talking and preferred method of helping you grow. Then lastly, we are your financial friend, financial growth friend. We help you make sense of your numbers, but we help you grow. That is who we are as an organization. So today, what are we going to cover? We're going to cover the following subjects. Number one, core elements of a strategic plan, what it has in it. Number two, we're going to cover the benefits of strategic planning. And then lastly, we're going to cover the step-by-step guide of the one-page strategic plan, which all of you who have attended will be able to receive so that you can make use of it for your own organization. Right. So now I just want to take us through a process of the purpose of having a strategy and why a strategy is important for your organization. Number one, for you to be profitable as an organization and for you to be leading in that profitability, you need to be doing something that other people are not doing. You need to be doing something that's unique, that's relevant, that's purposeful. Strategy kind of helps you to identify what that is. You need to be relevant in the marketplace, and that strategy definitely gives that to you. But not only that, you need to be happy about what you do. It's one thing to be profitable and to have to be busy as an organization. But if the team is not deriving joy from what is happening and what they are doing, then there is something missing. And I'm not saying this from a very idealistic point of view of follow passion and, you know, do whatever you want to do, but without passion, there's no money. No, I'm talking about happy about the money that's coming, happy about the impacts that you're making, happy about how you're making that money. That strategy kind of helps you to do. Strategy helps you to understand what to say yes to, what to say no to. And that is critical. The more the business grows, you need to be saying no to many more things than the things that you say yes to. And that is why strategy would be important. Then the other item that's important is strategy helps the team walk in the same direction. If you're running a one-man show in your organization, sometimes you can do without much, but as you add five people, you add another five people, you add another five people, you're going to need to have everybody going and understanding what the organization is about so that they can move together. Lastly, strategy answers the critical questions that every entrepreneur or every company should answer, right? It clarifies that. Who are we and who is responsible for what? So it answers the who. Who are we as Grand Scale CFO? I've already shared that with you. But who is responsible for what within that organization is something that strategy will answer. Where are we going? You know, what's up for the next 20 years? What's up for the next 5 years? Strategy answers that. What problems and solutions are we focusing that differentiate this organization? When do we hope to get where we want to go? You know, what timelines are we working on? And how are we going to get there? All this is kind of critical in terms of knowing the purpose of strategy, right? So the traditional strategy that we always hear about sounds so academic in nature that people are just thinking or sitting and thinking around. But the strategy that I want to be introducing to you today is one that has all four elements: the thinking, the planning, the action, and the learning. This is what we call strategy. It is not a 50-page document that you use once in 5 years. And many organizations have an attitude of doing this. When they hire a new CEO, they give that CEO the mandate of bringing up a strategic plan, and people talk for, they hire a consultant and they write pages and pages of how things will be focused on. And in many cases, that strategic document is forgotten and people start working on a year to year. The one that I talk about has two key components. And these two key components are strategic thinking. So we are doing a lot of thinking. So the thinking and the planning is working. But soon after that, and in addition to that, there is execution, and execution planning, right? So it's not just that we want to execute what we plan, but we are executing as we are planning. So it's a cycle of doing a lot of things, making things super actionable, making things super workable for you and your organization. So what are the tools that one can use to start on a journey of strategic planning? For you to start on a journey of strategic planning, you need certain tools. For us as Grandscale CFO, we have chosen a methodology and a way of work that we have studied, practiced, and found helping. It is used by many scale-ups around the world. Over 100,000 successful scale-ups use it. It is recommended by the Entrepreneur Organization and YPO. It has a fantastic founder called Vern Hanisch, and it is used all over the world for companies that are growing at least a rate of 20% a year, surpassing their numbers, and are looking for a way that is less dramatic in terms of making sure they make the progress that they want. It is coming from this book from Vern Hanisch called Scaling Up. And if you do yourself a favor, you want to definitely buy this book because it's critical in getting to understand strategic planning. And the components of a strategic plan, according to Vern Hanisch, is number one, a vision summary, something that when we are able to look at, will clarify everything that we need to know about the organization. Number two, it will show the strengths, weaknesses, and trends of the organization. What is happening within the organization and what is happening within the world to see what we can do. It has what they call the seven strata of strategy, which are key components that when you answer questions, kind of help you to clarify who you are as an organization. And then there is this tool, which is a tool that we want to talk through today. And please feel free to ask me questions as I go through this. The one-page strategic plan, which is our focus for today. And I want to introduce this one-page strategic plan for you in ways that you can make it so actionable if you are a consultant who's looking to help other organizations to do strategy, but also for your own organization, helping yourself to move to the next level through strategic planning. But why do we want this strategic plan and why do we need it written anyway? This thing, there's a magic that comes from putting things down as an individual, more so as a team. Because once we write something, our brains go to work for us, even when we are not thinking about it. Now imagine the power of strategic planning for teams when you work together and each one of you, after you go back home, your brains are subconsciously working for a solution. The amount of magic that a team that knows where it's going has co-created a strategy together and is working on it to make sure that it passes on day and night. That team is a team of magic because the brains are working whilst they're at work and when they are not at work. That is why it is important to have something that's written and something that's workable for you. Now, let's go to this one-page strategic plan, and I just want to summarize it for you, what components it has. Then I will demonstrate by showing you what it looks like in Excel, how you can make use of it, and how you can tomorrow, even if you want, on your own, start writing out your strategy for your own organization or writing out your strategy with your team. It has, like I said, the strengths, weaknesses, and trends right at the top of it. Then it has what I call a forever section where you talk about your values, the values of the organization. What are the commands that we live by? The Bible has 10 commandments. What are the 10 commandments of your organization? And here it is not necessarily what we are desiring for the organization. It's how we actually breathe and live now as an organization, the things that we value. So some of the things that at Grandscale CFO we value is godly purpose, for example. What that means for us as a team is that we depend on the love and power of God in executing the things that we want to do for our customers. That means if we don't know how to solve it, we will go and look for it and then come back and we will ask for divine intervention to help us get a solution for you. Another one that we value so much is innovation. We want to go to large lengths to creatively make sure that our clients are happy. Continuous learning is another one. What are yours in terms of your values? So the forever section will help you think through that. Then it has a long-term goal section. And in this section, it asks you questions like, what is your big, hairy, audacious goal? It asks you questions like, how do you hope to get to the place? What are the five key things that you hope to, that will get you to the place where you want to get to, right? Then it has the next section, which is like, let's just plan the next 3 to 5 years. And I love this now because it gets closer to where we are looking to get at. And in that 3 to 5 years, it asks these questions. How much revenue do you want to be making at the end of the 5 years? What cash are you looking at? Helps you imagine that and then asks you, what are the priorities that you need to be looking at in the next 3 to 5 years to get there? Then after that, it asks you the now, the 1 year. What is happening in this year that we are looking at? And it helps you kind of answer the same questions that you have answered for the next 3 to 5 years, but asks you, so what are you going to do? What are the five key things that you're going to do this year that will help you get there? And after you've done all of that, it then says, we are not done. Let's get into this quarter now, the next 3 months. And I love the way the 90 days things work. When you work in quarters, something magical begins to happen. What it helps you do is forget the 20 years, forget the 3 to 5 years, forget the 1 year, and say, for this quarter, how we are going to accomplish our 1 year goal is I want to work on the next 5 things. And the team has shared and has said, these are the 5 things we want to work on together. No matter what else happens, we want to have achieved these things. So this is what kind of is composed of in the one-page strategic plan. And how do you use it, right? And the way you use it is, it's a template that I will make available to you. But you use it in this way. Take a leadership team, and I say two or more. Now, if you are from different circles, you know that two or more is the magic number. When it's just one, sometimes it's hard to think. But when there is two of you and you agree on something, there is a magic that's created in the conversation. And I like it when you take time as the two of you or more of you to create a strategic plan. And I think if you're more than two, it's good to bring in some facilitator who helps you think through things so that you don't give up on the thinking. You don't give up on the realizing of certain things that, you know, as one person, you may get boggled by, but you want to move in that way. Answer each of the sections. Answer from the SWOT to the forever up to the quarter. This takes a lot of time. And that's why sometimes you need a facilitator to help you through it. You can do it in one full day if you want, or you can do in 3 separate sessions. Our first one-page strategic plan, it was 2 people who were working on it and thinking in 2022, like, this is what we want to achieve. Can we take, and we took 3 different sessions to just answer the questions and go through them. And we will share the results of what then happened after that, because it was kind of, it's kind of like magical. And I love that about it. Then if the team is bigger, like I said, you want a facilitator for it, right? So here is the example I want to show you of the one-page strategic plan and how it works. It will be also sent through either on this platform or through email so that you can actually have it once it's done. And please feel free to ask me questions around it as I share that particular part. Now, any questions so far before I get into the demonstration of what it is with the one-page strategic plan? If there are no questions, I'll go straight to it. Knox, welcome. I hadn't seen you come. All right. There we are. So, I think if you have studied strategy, you will know that there are many sort of templates that have been provided for strategic plan, for strategic planning. And there is the business model canvas, for example, that helps you to do strategic planning. But what I like about the one-page strategic plan is it's not speaking of just the forever, which I find when you look at the business model canvas, kind of just dealing with the forever, it doesn't help with acting on the now. This one has all the components that you can look at, all the decisions that you need, and you kind of work through that. So, like I was saying, the first part of it is that what I like about this one-page strategic plan is the SWOT analysis. So what I usually do with this is we just start talking as a team. What if I don't have people? I'm working with only me. Is it a must that I should get some people because I have started a day? No. You can definitely go ahead and put together something on your own. That's for sure. Once you have attended this, please give it an attempt. And if you have any challenges, just call on us and we'll kind of help you with it. And you will find that this template is designed in such a way that it has comments that are clear on it and you are able to work through it. So first, and I would say, even if your business is just solo owned, you can go through this. So first you go through your scripts. The good thing about it is it asks for it's got a principle of the first of five. We can say a lot of strengths that you are good at, right? But if it's not coming in the top five, maybe it's not worth mentioning because, you know, it's not the top of the top. So in every case, they are the top. So this is the first section. And the good thing about it, if you look at this, for example, it kind of just shows you if there are terms that you may not understand, it will ask you specific questions that you are able to fill in on your own. So this one really speaks to strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. On my own, sometimes I go on and I add some things about the forever, so I can add a sheet and put in what is our ikigai, right? So that is another way of knowing what you are. So Ikigai has four questions. What are we great at? What makes us money or what has made us money? What does the world need? And what are we passionate about? You want to answer those. It's almost similar to finding out your SWOT. When you answer those questions separately, it kind of helps you to now think about what to do when you start going in the first column, which now speaks about the forever. It speaks to core values, beliefs, and so on. And when you go here, it has comments on it that says, what are the shoulds and shouldn'ts that guide your organization's decisions? And it helps you with prompting questions. So easy, you just type it in, you know? And if you're going to take so much time typing or whatever, if you're going to take too much time writing a document, it's not really interesting because there's very little space here. So that's what I like about it. It's not going to be 10 pages of nothing. Write what you are thinking and be precise about what you're writing. So You can do up to 10 of them here and you write them here. Then the second column comes, what is our why? And you know how it's important to find out your why first before you start going. When the why is clear, the how becomes easy. So it will ask you about your purpose here. And it will say, why are we doing what we are doing? What is the reason that we are in this business? Why did we choose? What is our passion for this business that we are in, actually? And you get to write that. As you answer those questions, it becomes clearer to you why you are doing it. Then it asks you, right at the bottom, what is your big, hairy, audacious goal? And I get excited about this because this is where we came up with our 1,000 millionaires, 50 unicorns type of vision. It's got to be scary. It's got to be right in the next 10, 20 years, something that you will be known for. And it's got to be something that drives, that's linked to your values and to your purpose. Once you've got a picture of that, it then asks you this question. What are the actions, five key actions that you need to take in the next 10 to 20 years to build this company that you have mentioned in the big, hairy, audacious goal? So usually what we do is, if you're going to do it over three sessions, you can write this first, strengths, whatever your brain helps you think, and then you come to core values and purpose. That's another 2 to 3 hours as a team of two. You want to be writing everything as it comes through. Once you've got the key five actions here, you are on your way to now start thinking, can we now start focusing on the next 3 to 5 years? Now, the 3 to 5 years now get more detail on them, right? The detail that we are going to put is, first of all, we're going to create a smaller Nyana dashboard for ourselves. How much, what future dates are we planning for? So if we're in 2024 now, 5 years from now is going to be 2029. Can we put the year end date that is saying, this is where we're going to be? Then it will say, in that year, how much revenue do you want this organization to now be making, right? How much profit do you want it to be? What will be the value of this organization if you were to sell it, right? And you can add something here. You can change this and put cash. So they've put in some key dashboard item that kind of shows you how big you want the company to be. Then it goes on to say, okay, We get you, but what are your key focus areas? And that's where it speaks to the sandbox or market. And market has three essential questions. What is your geographic market? Because you've got to start with where you're at. So for Grand Scale CFO, we are a Cape Town-based company that is of a South African focus at the moment. That is our key focus. We want South African companies that grow, right? The second bit is going to be asking, what products are you providing? And you want to clarify that very quickly. And then how are you going to distribute these products? How do people get in touch with you? And can they get in touch with you? Here, it allows you to make key decisions because there are some companies that have 10, 20 products, but you want to summarize it in such a way that your key ones are always listed there and you can make decisions around that. Then it's going to say, you want to get to this place. What are the five key thrusts or focus areas or five key capabilities you want to build for you to get that organization there? And you can discuss those five. And then it gets more granular now. What are the smart numbers, the three key numbers that we will focus on to get to this 3 to 5 year stage? You state that. And then it will ask you, what is the brand promise or three key brand promises you're going to give to your customer? The things that you're going to say to them, we can give you this back if we don't. I like KFC that says, if it's not finger licking good, bring it back and we'll replace it for you. That's like a clear, you know, brand promise. And when you get out and it's not finger licking good, it's smelly or it's whatever, surely they are able to replace it because They have worked on the finger licking good to the extent that they trust that this is who we are. What is your organization's finger licking good? Or what is your organization's overt benefit or brand promise? Then after that, we go to the 1 year. In the 1 year, we want more detail now. Revenues, profit, gross margin, cash. In terms of our debtors, how many days are we going to be collecting them? Creditors, how many days are we going to be collecting them? And we are kind of creating a dashboard for the 1 year. Then we will say again, what are the five key things we're going to do for this year? What are the numbers we're going to be saying? And then I like this part, it kind of guides you on creating your own elevator pitch. In 15 seconds, what is it that you will tell the next customer or the next person what you are about? We are grand scale CFO. What are you about in the next, in that elevator pitch? We help entrepreneurs grow their businesses and improve their cash flow by providing accounting services, financial management services, and coaching them to grow to the companies that they dream of, you know? And when people ask you, you want to then answer them with, this is how we can help you. So how are you going to build your own? Then after that, we go to the quarter. We know we have the next 3 months. Let's break it down. What are the numbers? What are the key focus areas? What I like about the key focus areas is that it's going to ask you for the five priorities. But if you are a team already, it will ask you what, who, and when. So who is the key person responsible for this initiative? When is it going to be done? So we clarify it in this quarter. We also look at the key numbers. And to help you think about it, it will then say, listen, can we give a theme for this year? Now that we have planned the year, give a theme for this annual, for this year. Our theme this year is 4X for our organization. Whatever we did last year, we want to 4X it. So it drives what we do and how much we want to grow and how we serve people. And it will say, Q1, quarter one, theme actions. What are the actions that, what is the theme that summarizes the quarter's actions? And then, can we design some form of scoreboard for the year and say, this is what it looks like so that it can be on the walls in our organization? And how are we going to reward ourselves if we get there? You know, are we going to go on holiday? Are we going to go for lunch? What is it that we're going to do? That kind of asks you the important questions. Then lastly, it asks you, what did you do last year? What did you do last quarter, actually? Because we just want to track that and compare it to how you were working this year. So that is kind of like the summary of the one-page strategic plan and how and what it has for you. Now, just as we kind of come to a close, I want to share with you tips of how to then put it into action now that you will have it. And there are a few key things that I want to help you with on the putting it into action. Once all of it is done, you come to quarter one. Take the five key things you've said are done for quarter one. You said these five things, who and when. Clarify what that means for you. And we usually call it the definition of done. And what we call definition of done in our meetings is that we say, if we are five of us, guys, we agreed that this is priority number one. What does it mean for each one of us? You will see that it means different things for each of us. But we need to agree so that if it is a dog we are looking for, when one person picks a puppy, we will know whether this is what we were looking for in the beginning. Did we say a grown-ass dog or did we say we were looking for a puppy? Everybody is clear about it, right? Then we're going to say as a team, break it down to get to this level. Can we break it down to smaller steps, right? Like key initiatives and put deadlines on it and people that are responsible for that. So that if the organization is bigger, the head of departments or the management team that comes right under us knows what to do around us. Then after that, the key to this, how you action all of this, is to make sure that there is a time daily that you meet as this core team. Even if it's usually in our company, we do 7 to 15 minutes where we are discussing the things that we said in the action plan. This is what I'm going to work on today. This is how I'm feeling about it. Kind of helps this team to keep working on it on a daily basis. Then on a weekly basis, spend an hour or two focusing on what has happened and what could happen in the coming week. Every month, review the last month and say what's going to happen in the next month. And then quarterly, meet again to do exactly what was in the one-page strategic plan. Reviewing the quarter and creating five key things that you're going to do for the next quarter. And this is not just your normal day-to-day operations. This is strategic actions that will move the, what do they say, move the envelope or move the, something you understand. English is not my mother, but you understand. These things are critical to help you do the things that you want to do. Please celebrate the milestone. Celebrate the milestones as you go there, right? And the other thing is that please know that there is power in meeting, reflecting, and looking at how to move forward. Learning, take lessons. And usually in our quarterlies, when we facilitate for our clients, we ensure that this learning is clear for them. Everybody gets to reflect. Because that reflection helps us for the next quarter, helps us for the next week, for the next month. Trust the process. You know, when you focus on a quarter, sometimes it looks like the millionaires are not going to come. We are looking at 1,000 millionaires. We ourselves are not yet. But if we are to focus on that alone and not trust this process, we will not grow ourselves to that million-dollar company. And able be able to help other companies grow to be million-dollar companies as well. I like using this analogy. You know, if you're going to go to a braai, yeah, but already you have salt in the pocket, yeah, almost ready to start eating it before the meat is roasted at all, it's going to be a very frustrating exercise for you going through this strategic plan. But if you trust the process, you don't go with, you put the salt right by the, you know, the next thing, and you help the fire. And the fire and the meat is the process I have explained to you now. That is the one-page strategic planning process. This fire and this meat and everything that makes a good braai will help you to put salt when you now need to put salt and start eating at the right time. Here are some of our experiences as we have been working with this one-page strategic planning process. We got some, at one time, we just did a one-page strategic plan and did nothing after that. We didn't look at quarterlies and dailies and things like that. But we were surprised at the end of the year, the two of us who had started the one-page strategic planning, that the revenue was on point. The money we said was going to be in the bank was on point, and it was just like, okay, this thing is kind of working. Like, how did this happen for us? Dream clients, some clients that we look at and we say, in our dreams type of things, when we mention them in our quarterlies and we say we want to work with that company, this is where we want to go. Some of them, we are working with them now, and we are coaching them now. I remember that Gugu and I would think about coaching entrepreneurs in, who are supported by big organizations like the SAB Foundation. And within the year that we had made the first plan, the people we were working with who were close to the SAB Foundation invited us to come and coach four entrepreneurs who were on their program. Now we have done more than that for them. We have done financial management for SAB Foundation's full entrepreneurship program, entrepreneurs, like 22 of them. We work with them. We speak to each one of them, right? And we kind of help them get to where they want to get to. It will help you attract the right team. At the time we wrote this, as the two people, I was the full-time employee of the organization. The person I was working with, who is now our COO, Gugu, was in Johannesburg, working for a different organization. And we put it right on that one-page strategic plan. Gugu is coming home. Now she has moved from Joburg. At the time that this was being written, it was a bloody dream because there wasn't enough money to pay just one person. But now we've grown to a team of 10 people through this planning process. If you're not going to do it for all the other reasons, do it because it's fun. And I promise you, if you start following this process, it's going to be fun for you. Right. Now the question is, are you a grand scaler? Do you fit into this vision and dream and goal that we have as Grand Scale CFO, where you are an entrepreneur with big dreams? You are already taking action, but your dreams scare the heck out of you, but you still want to give them a chance. We can help you get there. And this is how. We can help you by being your growth partner through coaching you through these things about strategy, attracting the right people, ensuring that you have good execution systems in place, and ensuring that you have enough internally generated cash to help you get there. Sizagele, I was flowing, my friend. Then, this is the other thing we do. We help you with providing financial management services. We want to be your financial manager of choice. And why do we say this? We don't want to be that guy that's just technical, but doesn't understand the entrepreneurial struggles that you go through. We want your numbers to make sense for you. And we want your money to start working for you. Chief Financial Officer Services, as well as the grand scaling programs, are the key two programs that we run that help entrepreneurs become who they need to be. Get in touch with us on gscfo.co.za. See what we do. And these are the numbers that you can get in touch with us on. Thank you very much. I'm now open for questions, comments, and everything else in between that will help you become the strategic planner that you want to be for your organization.
Thank you very much, Uno, for a powerful, well-packed, well-structured presentation. Maybe to our audience, it's time for questions. We must bombard Uno with questions, guys. It's the moment, the time. It's the time for us to flood him with questions. So it's up to us, the audience, if there's someone who's got a question for Uno, the right time to ask him.
So I don't have a question, but I do want to say thank you so much. It was definitely very insightful, and a lot to, you know, digest and to be able to implement even in my own business. So thank you very much, Uno.
You're welcome, Jimmy. I see one person who's joined here. Luke, welcome, man.
Thank you.
Sorry, you can go ahead, Brandon.
Okay. Anybody that I've left out before we officially close the session? In case you have a burning question that you want to ask. Okay, with that being said, then it means that Uno, you managed to give us a well-packed, well-clear presentation. And thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for that presentation. It was indeed powerful. The favorite part that I liked was when you mentioned that our brain keeps on working on things after we've written them down. But then my question is that, is it scientifically proven?
Oh, yeah. I will have to get, but they did a study in Harvard I think it was a 20-year study for people that were leaving varsity. And those that had, there were some that had some written down goals and some that didn't, and weren't super specific about what they want to do. And then they visited 20 years later and found that the ones that had plans that were written down and were sure about where they were going did so much better in many areas than those that just had, you know, and we'll leave it to the to nature to decide for us for sure. So planning and strategic planning is a scientifically proven process that definitely works. But strategic planning for the companies is way much more powerful because there are more people involved. And imagine if it works for one person, what it can do for 10 that are putting their minds on it.
Oh, thank you, very much for that. Someone is asking if they're able to get the recording or the presentation.
I'm sure we're recording it now and we'll definitely kind of make sure that it is available to the people that have attended here.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, being your host this evening, and we are glad, we are excited. It's also sad to say that we've reached the end of our session, but a round of applause for Uno for a wonderful, wonderful, and incredible job that you did. Can I have some reactions there from the audience? Some reactions for Uno, please. Can I have some reactions for Uno from the audience? Can I have some reactions? Thank you so much. I see them. I see them. Wonderful job you did, Uno. It was indeed a powerful packed
Thank
session.
you,
So to those who are on the
guys.
recording, thank you so much. So with that being said, our session officially closed. Thank you.